Translation proper by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. When there was a desire to perceive the physical characteristic of matter, such as softness, hardness, warmth, cold, lightness, and heaviness, the background of the sensation, the skin pores, the hairs on the body, and their controlling deities, the trees, were generated. Within and outside the skin is covering of hair through which sense perception became prominent. The physical characteristic of matter, such as softness, are subjects of sense perception. And thus, physical knowledge is the subject matter of the touch sensation. One can measure the temperature of matter by touching with the hand, and one can measure the weight of an object by lifting it with the hand, and thus estimate its heaviness or lightness. The skin pores, and the hairs on the body are all interdependent with the touch sensation. The hair blowing within and outside the skin is also an object of sense perception. This sense perception is also a source of knowledge, and therefore it is suggested here that physical or psychological knowledge is subordinate to the knowledge of the self, as above mentioned. Knowledge of the self can expand to the knowledge of phenomena, but physical knowledge cannot lead to knowledge of the self. There is, however, an intimate relation between the hairs on the body and the vegetation on the body of the earth. The vegetables are nourishment of the skin both as food and medicine. It's stated in the third canto, Tvacham asya vinirbhinnam bivishu dishtam osade. Hare Krishna. So this particular canto, the topic is all the answers from Srimad Bhagavatam for all the questions. So in the previous verses of this canto, in this chapter, it's describing its creations, different elements, which is emanates from the body of the Supreme Lord. As we know, there are three main personalities who are the cause of all causes of this material creations. First of all, the Karunadaka Sai Vishnu, who lying on the causal oceans, and from him, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, expansion, who appeared. And from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, from him all the material and spiritual universe been emanates from his body. And there's another expansion of the Vishnu is Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, who resides in our heart, in our body as super soul. So the Lord expanding in different portions. So the Lord is the source for everything, material and spiritual. As a famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matva sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanvita. But ultimately, a devotee, a wise person, a learned person, he knows that everything emanates, spiritual and material, from the Supreme Lord, is the cause. Whatever we see things in this material world, it can be spiritual, it can be material, but it's the source is the Lord. Prabhupada gave a very good example. Just like this light. The light, the source of the light, the power of the light, it's not independent. The source of the brightness for the light comes from the powerhouse of the electricity. The electricity generated from the source of the water. And the water comes from the cloud. And how the cloud creates, the cause is sun. The sun has been created in the creation of the Lord. And then the Lord is ultimately the source of all the creations. It's all connected completely. It's completely connected. So as we know, Krishna explaining that Bhumi Rapur Nalarvayu Kamana Buddhi Evacha Ahankara Itanmi Binna Prakasi Astada. There are eight elements in this material world which we assess with our eyes. In this body there are five gross elements and three subtle elements, combinations. There are eight elements, combinations in this body. If we buy a car and then we need to replace the spare parts of the car and we go to the shop and we buy the spare parts and we replace it, it's much easier. How can we replace the elements in this body? There are five gross elements: earth, fire, air, ether and water. How can we replace this in this body? Can anyone replace it? No. Can anyone replace the three subtle bodies? Mind, intelligence, false ego. Can anyone replace it? No. So therefore, the soul, the atma, the living entity, the living force in this body, he has forced to accept another body. The moment this body dwindling, it become inactive. So the soul naturally has to accept another new body. Same with all the elements again and again. So Krishna advising to Arjuna, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, birth, death, old age, disease, is this a real disease in our life? This is a real disease in our life. So therefore, in the Srimad Brahma Samhita, very nice verse, Yasai Krasita Nikalata Valambhya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanata Vishnu Mahansa Yosu Kala Veseshu Govinda Madhi Purusham the Mahamad. The material energy is coming through the breathing of Mahavishnu, who's lying down in the causal ocean. From the breathing, there is a sound. From the ether, the sound comes. From the sound, the hair comes. From the fire comes. Then the water comes. The earth comes. So all the elements emanates from the Lord. So no one can create any of these elements. Neither the scientists. They may have different kind of source of chemicals, you know. But they cannot create all these elements in this body. They cannot create a life, a living entity, cannot. They may create artificial body, artificial organ, but they cannot create a living entity. Impossible. Because why? Mamai vamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. We are the fragmental part and parcel of the Lord eternally. But Prabhupada always says this. Due to our association to this material world, karanam guna sangasya sarasa yoni janmasu, because of the association to this material modes, material nature, we've been bound in this clutches of maya. We've been bound in the cycle of birth and death. People are trying to become happy. People trying to avoid death, people trying to not to take birth again, but the nature forcing us to take birth in this world. So then we may think, then what is the solution for this? Krishna is giving the solution in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktum deha punarjanma naiti mam eti soja. Naiti means never. Arjuna, if anyone knows my transcendental appearance, my activities, upon giving up this body, never come back to this material world. That's the promise Krishna gives. I would like to ask you, how many of you have life insurance? Life insurance. Okay. How many of you have medical insurance? Medical insurance. What is the benefit of medical insurance? What is the benefit? You get sick, you can cover it with money. If you die, if a person die, get some money, life insurance. Who will enjoy the money? Who will enjoy the money? Nobody? Nominee. But the life insurance for whom? For me. But when the money comes, I'm not there to enjoy. Right? So there's no insurance in this world. But then Krishna has a good insurance policy. Let's take that policy. Krishna says, if you know my transcendental appearance, if you know my activities, then for sure you'll never come back this world. You'll come to my spiritual abode. So how many of you like this insurance policy? Fantastic. So please enroll. There's a form is available in the temple. Take the form, fill it up. Such a nice policy Krishna is giving you. But then we have some difficulty to accept it. Right? It's nice. But we have a difficulty to accept it because our nature, it's like that. We are so grossly in this material world. So it's very difficult. The detachment is very difficult. Very difficult. It's easy to say, Prabhu, Mataji, I'm not this body. When you go out, preach. He said, excuse me, you're not this body. Yes. But the moment I tell you something, you're getting angry. It's easy to say, I'm not this body. But how many of us deeply we understand that I'm not this body. Once Prabhupada was giving class, one devotee was telling him, Prabhupada, why are you repeating the same thing? We know this, we are not this body, but you keep on repeating every time. Prabhupada said, that means you don't understand you're not this body. If you know you're not this body, you wouldn't be here. It's true. We won't be here. So because the influence is very strong, sometimes mode of goodness, he overcomes us. Sometimes mode of ignorance, sometimes mode of goodness. He's just always fluctuating. He fluctuates always. Sometimes mode of goodness, sometimes mode of patience, sometimes mode of ignorance. So we are so bewildered, so much bewildered in this material world, and with this influence of these things. So therefore, it's very, very important to understand this. We know that we are going through so much miseries in this world, right? As Krishna explaining, adi bhautika klesa, adi atmika klesa, adi daivika klesa. Sometimes we are suffering through this nature, adi bhautika. Sometimes we suffer through adi atmika klesa with the body and mind. Sometimes we suffer due to adi devika klesa, due to the suffering from the demigods. So how can we escape from this? We know we are suffering this world, and everyone's looking for happiness, everyone looking for joy in this life, But then, how can we find? Krishna says, susukam kartum avyayam. You can joyfully perform this path of Krishna consciousness. The moment we practice this path of Krishna consciousness, it gives all solution in our life. It gives all solution for all our miseries in our life. Therefore, in this particular canto, it's the answer for all the questions in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many scriptures, so many Puranas, and it talks about so many things in this material world. Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, everything is there. But then, what is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam? The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is Sukadev Goswami explaining Dharmo Projita Kaitavatro Paramo Nirmasaranam Satam Vastam Estra Vastu Sivado Tapatri Munanam Srimad Bhagavati Mahamani Kiti Kimpari Isvari Sadhya Hidya Avarudetetra Kitri Bishukshubi Tatsanat. Very nicely, Sukadeva Goswami explaining that completely rejecting all religious activity which is materially motivated. So we must understand Krishna consciousness, the bhakti which we are doing, it should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Anya bilata sunyam jnana karma anavritam anukullena krishnanam silanam bhakti uttamam. Uttama means topmost. So the bhakti should be unmotivated, uninterrupted. That is the topmost of bhakti, devotion to Krishna. When someone performing devotion to Krishna, because we all hankering Krishna, I am enough in this life. It's enough for me. I am suffering. Please allow me to come to you and serve you eternally. We are all praying, we are all hankering. Therefore, that's why we chanting Hare Krishna every day, the Maha Mantra, my Lord, please engage me in your devotional service so that I can come back to you and serve you eternally. This is what our prayers we are doing every day. Then what is the definition of bhakti? What is the definition of bhakti? How shall I practice bhakti? Without any motive, without any gain, how can I please Krishna? Sometimes, when we get a wonderful opportunity to serve Krishna, right? Everyone hankering for bhakti for Krishna. Yes. We pray to Srimati Radharani, please, my dear Srimati Radharani, please give me devotion to Krishna. We are praying every day. But then, there's one problem will be there sometimes. When we get the opportunity to serve the Lord, then we are not accepting it full-hearted. We are not accepting it full-hearted. And sometimes a devotee offers, Prabhu, can you do this service? Then they say, no, why don't you ask him? Mataji, can you cook for Krishna? Prabhu, can you ask that Mataji to cook, please? When the devotional activities comes to you, we should grab it. It takes as a blessing of Krishna, blessing of Srimati Radhani. It is giving me the opportunity to serve Krishna. Why don't we grab it? Why you are channeling to other people? Take it. Just like your father says, son, what you want? Dad, I want some money, Dad. Dad, I love you so much. I love you so much. The dad gives you money. He gives whatever you want. The moment the father says, my dear son, can you help daddy to polish my shoe, please? Then he says, sorry, Dad, I can't do that. But I love you so much. What kind of love is this? What kind of love is this, Prabhu? Isn't it? It has come from our heart. So therefore, whenever we get the opportunity, we grab it. And we just, Prabhupada always says this, just do it. Don't think, just do it for the pleasure of Krishna. The moment we do like that, Then Srimati Radharani, she's looking at your devotees, looking at you, said, so wonderful. Then he has very intense desire to serve my Krishna. She always says, my Krishna. So therefore, she blesses. Okay, you serve Krishna happily. You'll come back to Krishna happily. Because she knows that we have a very strong desire. So therefore, she always claimed that Krishna is my Krishna. So therefore, the moment we think, my Krishna, I must please my Krishna, then we have to take the blessing of Srimad Radharani. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is very nicely explaining. So therefore, only by those devotees who are fully pure in heart, the highest truths really distinguish from illusion of the welfare of all, such truth uproot the threefold miseries. That's the power of bhakti, we must understand. It uproots the threefold miseries. No one likes to die. No one likes to take birth. No one likes to grow old. And no one likes to go through all kinds of disease. No one likes to die. There was a man. He was going to the market to buy some vegetables. Then he was going to the market, then he saw there's so many people assembled in the market. And he was just wondering what's happening in the market. Then he was just looking at that in the middle of the assembly crowd. Then he saw there's a person, dead body on the ground. Then everyone looking at that body, they said, oh, so pity, this man is poor man, pass away. And this man was looking at the dead body, then someone from behind tapping him on the shoulder. Then he turned at the back, he saw Yamaraj standing, the superintendent of death is standing behind of him. Then Yamaraj was asking him, what are you looking at? He said, I'm looking at the dead body. All right. Yeah, because I came to take him. He came to take the dead body, the soul. Then Yamaraj asked him, my dear sir, can you tell me where is your house? I said, why? No, I want to come and visit you tomorrow. So, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanda Bhagavan Ki Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Bhagavan Ki Jai. And this woman, this man, the moment Yamaraj told him that he's coming to his house, that he got some knowledge that he's going to take his life, immediately he ran to the house, closed door, everything, and then called his wife. Come here, my dear wife. You know what happened in the market? Then he narrated the entire story. That's the Yamaraj is going to visit our house tomorrow. Then the wife knew that he's going to come in and take his husband's life. Then they really freak out, don't know what to do. That the man said, I don't know what to do. Then the wife said, my dear husband, why don't you pack all your things and go to Tirupati? You know Tirupati in India? There's a Balaji. If you go to Tirupati, Yamaraj will not come there. Don't worry. Just go. Don't worry about me. You renounce me and go. Then he packed all his things. Then he left to Tirupati. The next day, Yamaraj came. Then he knocked the door. He said, my dear lady, your husband in the house. No. I'm sorry, sir. My husband is not in the house. And then, where's your husband? My husband has left to Tirupati, Balaji. Why? Because he knew that you are coming today. Therefore, he left to Balaji, to Tirupati, take shelter of Balaji. Because we know that you will not go to that place. And Yamaraj was laughing and laughing and laughing. He said, and his wife said, sir, why are you laughing? I'm talking something very serious. Why are you laughing? No, actually, I came here to tell your husband that the appointment is not here in Tirupati. The appointment is in Tirupati. I want to come to your house to tell him, but your husband's so smart that he's already gone advance party to wait for me in Tirupati. He made smart, but Yamaraj, more smarter than us. More smarter. The man was thinking, I don't want to die. But somehow his death is being destined in Tirupati. We cannot escape. It's very natural. The Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, a person takes birth is sure to die, and when he dies, he's sure to take birth again. So why there's a doubt about it? It's a cycle we have to go through until the soul, the jiva, the living entity, attains the lotus of Krishna in the spiritual abode. Until then, we'll go through Brahmanda, Brahmate, Kona, Bhagavan, Jeev, Guru, Krishna, Prasade, Pai, Bhakti, Lata, Beach. We, the soul, will wander through different planet by this evolutionary process. Jalaja, Nava, Lakstani, Stavra, Laksa, Vimsati, Kirmayo, Ridra, Sankhyaka, Pakshinam, Dasa, Lakshanam, Trimsa, Lakshanam, Pasuva, Chatu, Lakshani, Manusa. 8,400,000 species of life we have gone through in all these species. Finally, manushanam sahasresu kaschid yathata siddhaye. Finally, we attain this human birth. Can you imagine how gifted we are? Jalaja navalaksana, 900,000 aquatics in the water species. Stavara laksa, stavara, plants and tree, 2,000,000. Kremaya Rudya Sankaka, 1.1 million insects and reptiles. Then 3 million is a beast, and 1 million is. And finally, 4 million is 400,000 is human being. 8,400,000. 400,000 is the lowest. 400,000 species of a human birth. We have gone through all this different level of birth, and finally we attain this human birth. And Krishna says, Jantra Rudrani Maya. This human birth is a jantra, is a mission, is given for us to attain a spiritual perfection. If we misuse this opportunity, and we have to start back again. Jalajanava Lakshani, we start back again the material of it. If we are devotee, Krishna says, Neha Vikrama Naswasti, Prajyo Navidyate, Solpama Pyasya Dharmasya, Trayato Mahatubaya. A little advancement, there's no loss, there's no diminution. A little advancement in the path of devotional service, it will protect ones from the most dangerous type of fear. What is that? To take birth again as animal body. A little advancement, there's no loss. Sometimes we have a big question mark in our mind. Will I go back to spiritual world? Can I go back to Krishna? You don't have to think so much on this. Even though we cannot make it in this life, Krishna's will give another opportunity for us until we go back. There's no loss, no diminutions. Because why? We have done little service for Krishna. Krishna says it will protect us. If we cannot make it in this life, next life Krishna will give another opportunity. There's no loss. Why we worry so much about it? Just Prabhupada says, just do it for the pleasure of Krishna. For the pleasure of Krishna, we just do it. That's all. We can see that we are going through so much a problem in our life. So much problem. Sometimes our mind gives so much problem. Sometimes our body gives so much problem. Our neighbors give so much problem. Everything, the nature gives so much problem in this life. So ultimately, one has to perfect his life. How do we perfect his life? By engaging in devotional service. Of those, one who fully full knowledge and was always in pure devotion service is the best. For I am very dear to him and he is very dear to me. Krishna already says in Bhagavad Gita, we become very dear to Krishna if we, with a pure heart, we serve Krishna. Without any desire, without any motive, just do it. This is how we show expression our love to Krishna. We just do it. What Krishna likes it, we do it. What Krishna wants it, we do it. And sometimes people said, Sarvam Dharmam Pritejah, oh, you have to give up everything. What do you mean Sarvam What do you mean surrender to Krishna? So the definition of surrender to Krishna, Krishna's giving, you have to do four things in your life. That is the surrender. Manmana bhavar man bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evam satyam te pratijani priyasame. If you do four things, this is the symptom of surrender. With the mind, always think of Krishna. Become his devotee. Worship him and paying our obeisances to him. If we can do these four things, this is real surrender to Krishna. We don't have to give up anything in this world. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we go to Hindu community, we give Bhagavad Gita to them. They're so scared to take the Bhagavad Gita. You know why? Because there's a battlefield in Bhagavad Gita. They say, if we keep Bhagavad Gita in our house, there'll be war, there'll be fight in the house with the husband and wife in the house. But how many family who divorced, there are so many people that divorced in their life, do you think they have a Bhagavad Gita in the house? No. And I went to the one house, I want to give a picture of Parthasarathi, Krishna with chariot driver with Arjuna. I want to give this poster to the family free of charge because it's a poor family. They don't have even a sofa to sit, no furniture in the house to sit. And then I want to give this poster to them. They said, sir, Swamiji, we don't want. I said, why? Now the moment I keep this picture in my house, Krishna will blow away everything. He got the flute, right? The moment he blow away everything in my house, I say, my dear lady, what are you talking? You don't have even a sofa in your house. What to blow? This is a mentality. This is the mentality, you know. So, like that, this is a misconception people have in this world, you know. But the devotee, he's enjoying it. He's enjoying it, you know. So, Venum kamantam haravindam dalaya daksham. So every day we are saying Govinda Madhipurusham. Right? We are singing the song, looking at the eyes, beautiful eyes of Krishna, beautiful form of Krishna. So we are singing with all our senses, we are occupying in the service of Krishna. This is how the process of purifications. The moment we don't engage our senses, and then everything become a dull. Become a dull. The moment we engage our senses in Krishna, become more active. Become more active. You know? So then we'll have more energy to do it. So therefore, it's very, very important that Srinivatam Swakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridyanti Sabhadruni Vidunoti Sruhasatam. From our heart. Hridi means from our heart. Srinivatam Swakata Krishna. We have to hear the Krishna Kata. It cleanses the desire in this material enjoyment, everything from our heart. This is cleansing process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely given Cheto Darpuna Marjana Bhavama Davagi Nirvapanam Shriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavaru Jivanam Ananda Buri Varjanam Pratiparapunam Tasvadam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtana. This Sankirtan movement, the process Sankirtan is cleansing the heart. Just like cleaning the dust in the mirror, it cleansed all our heart, which is the dust accumulated for years in our heart. It is. So this is a cleansing process. So therefore we do whatever it is. Thus the fundamental of Krishna consciousness, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Nectar of Devotion, Sri Rupa Goswami has given 64 angas. That's a practicing devotion service. There are different angas has given how to, there are 10 things we should reject, 10 things we should accept, and 11 things to do with this body, 9 things to do with the mind while performing bhakti seva, and 12 things to do with the knowledge acquiring senses, And the four, Kadiya Seva, Mathura Seva, Grantha Seva, Tulasi Seva, Vaishnava Seva, important Seva. And there are festivals we should participate at, small festival, big festival, and all that. And finally, we should do five things out of 64 Anga. There are five important things, Rupa Goswami says. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Sri Mutaya, Mathura Seva, Sradaya Seva. There are five limbs of devotion, Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, associating with a Vaishnava, a devotee, what happens? Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Satra Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. A little moment of association with the devotees, one attains perfection in the life. That's the power of being with the devotee associations. Prabhupada always reminding us this. If you think that you can live by yourself in Krishna consciousness, Maya can break you easily. But if you, one stick can break easily. Prabhupada says, if you have a bundle of a stick, very difficult to break it. So if you try to be alone, practice Krishna consciousness, Maya can break you. But if in the assembly of Vaishnava devotee, you practice Krishna consciousness, Maya will never break you. Because we become very powerful, very strong. Very, very strong. Just like the iron rod, when you put in the fire, it absorbs all the qualities of fire. Then if you take the iron rod, you put it on the cloth or paper, it burns. Similarly, the devotee, pure devotee, has always been associating with the devotees. They observe all the qualities just like a fire. The moment we associate with the devotee, we also can observe that kind of quality in our life. So that's the association, very important. Number two is Nama Sankirtan, the chanting of holy name. Why it is important? Iti soram sakam nanam kali kalmas nasanam natha paratarupaya sarva viresu deshyate. You cannot find any simple method of this chanting of Hare Krishna in any scriptures. Because why? Kali kalmas nasanam. In Kali Yuga, it destroyed all your sins. It destroyed all your sins very easily. Kali dosa nidaraja nasti ekun mahanguna kitana deva krishnasya mukta sangha parambrajet. So in Kali Yuga, full of fault, but there one good qualities. Eka means one good quality is chanting the name of Krishna. Prabhupada says, you can do whatever you want, but without the chanting, nothing is complete. This holy name will take us back to God. This one weapon is enough. Golokera Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan. He's just coming from Goloka Vrindavan to this material world. How fortunate we are that we are getting this special mantra, very special mantra, direct from Goloka Vrindavan. So we are very, very fortunate. Prabhupada says, we are very gifted, very fortunate to be part of this Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada says, always is there sometimes, by hook or crook, go back home, back to God. Sometimes we find difficult, but doesn't matter. There are so many difficulties out in the material world. But in Krishna consciousness, such a sublime, so nice to practice, such a wonderful. So we are very, very fortunate. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, out of the 64 angas, what is the most important? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that two things important. Number one, always remain in the association of the devotees. Very important. Number two, chanting the name of Krishna. Very, very important. If you do that, then in the life, definitely, there's no doubt you can go back to Krishna. But only the materialistic people, the non-devotees, they think, I will not die. But then even devotees, sometimes we are in illusion. Please remind ourselves. We only think that people outside, people are dying. We are also dying. Devotees also living the body. Sometimes we are illusion. There was a joke. There's a man. He was drinking coffee in the shop. You know, coffee. Then Yamaraj, the superintendent, came to see him. Look at the NS. Again, Yamaraj is coming. Then Yamaraj met this man. He said, introduce himself. How are you, sir? He said, yes, I'm fine. Who are you? He said, I'm Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. I said, what is your business? What is your job? My job is to take people's life. And I came here to take your life. the man becomes so scared, freak out, don't know what to do. Then he said, why me? Yeah, because I brought the list. Today I have 10 people in the list to take their life. The first person, the top number one is yourself. Then this man was thinking, how to escape from Yamaraj? This is what our mentality sometimes. We try to avoid the death. So this man, what he says, sir, okay, I will follow you, but if you don't mind, I can offer you coffee. Since you've been traveling so long distance, can I offer you coffee? He said, yes, why not? Then this man, he mixed some sleeping pills in the coffee. Tablet in the coffee. Then he gave to Yamaraj. Yamaraj drank the coffee. Then he became so sleepy. He slept for a while. And this man is thinking so smart. He took the list. He erased his name from the top. And then wrote it down on the 10, the bottom. From the one number 1 to number 10. Then after a while, Yamaraj woke up. Then he said, I'm so tired that I slept. I'm sorry. All right, shall we go? Time's up. And then, yeah, cancer. But anyway, you're a nice man. Even though you know that I'm coming to take your life, but you're so nice man that you offered me coffee. Therefore, I've decided today not to go from the top. I'll go from the bottom. Decided not from the top, but I decided to go from the bottom because your nice man offered me coffee. However, you're smart. Ahani, ahani, gachanti, yamalayam, sesta stavani chanti. So once in Mahabharata, Yamaraj was asking Yudhishthira Maharaj, please tell me what is the most amazing things in this world, most surprising things. What do you think Yudhishthira Maharaj would have said? What is the most surprising thing? Nowadays in people in this world, so many surprise, so many things. What he would have said? Yamaraj. What is going on? What is surprise things in this world? When you ask someone, what is most surprise things? Burj Khalifa. Tallest building in this world. Now Yamaraj says, ahani, ahani, gachanti, yamalayam. Every moment, every second, the death flocking the door of a living entity. That is most surprise things. Let's see, I get a call suddenly. Hey, yes, how are you? Huh? My dad passed away? Shock. Surprise. So therefore, we have to prepare. Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada, is preparations, going back to Godhead. So we are fortunate, so gifted. We should be very grateful to Prabhupada. Prabhupada has created such a wonderful environment for all of us. Thanks, Srila Prabhupada has given such wonderful devotees. Thank you, Prabhupada has given such a wonderful festival. Thank you, Prabhupada has given such wonderful literature. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada has given nice, wonderful prasadam. Everything Prabhupada has created for all of us to perish Krishna consciousness in order to go back to Krishna eternally. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sorry if I've said anything wrong and I've taken a bit of time for prasadam. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Hare Krishna. All glory Srila Prabhupada ki jai.